try. Well, I'm looking at a seal that was found on our farm in 1983, I think it was, and it was it'd been in the field for a long, long time, obviously, because it was the gold work was Roman, and it was found by one of the metal detectors, and it was he did all the right things. He took it to the coroner, which we were supposed to do if anything was found, and it took some little time, and the British Museum were very excited about it because they had nothing quite like it, so they said that they would certainly display it at all times, and every 3 years they send and just remind us that it's on show there still, and its value, and they have to value it for the insurance point of view, otherwise they wouldn't, but they have to do that, and it's rather exciting really to think that that field had been ploughed quite a few times. I think originally it had been a grass field, but it had been ploughed many times in my time, and it wasn't at all damaged when it came out, and the gold shone like gold, it really did. And Mr. Terrace is the man who actually found it, and so half belongs to him and half belongs to me. And we went through the right things, we thought, and we did, and we had an evening at the British Museum a good many years ago now, where they had all the seals out on display, and we had like a champagne reception. Yes, it was rather good. And it was great, great joy, really. Especially my my daughter got married soon after that, and my wife wore it at her wedding with a gold chain, which we got. And before it went up to the museum, it took some time for them to do all the paperwork and whatnot, and so she was able to wear it. This was made it rather unique. So, there we are. So I've been to see it several times, and it's in room 40 under antique jewellery. But well worth a visit, because there's lots of other seals there. It's not very big. It's one of the smallest ones they've got, but they've got nothing else quite like it.
You said that the detectorist who found it was working somewhere else before he came to your field?
Yes, he was working with a whole party of them, or seven or eight of them used to go in weekends and at Laindon Common. And they were happily doing that for quite a few years. And one of them dug up a shell or a bullet or something from the war. And so the authorities said, oh, we can't have you digging about on the common anymore. So they couldn't go there anymore. And so they were rather disappointed. So I said to them, well, if you want to come and do it on the farm, you can. In those days, metal detecting was a bit more in its infancy, I suppose. And so for many years they came, and they still come now. Not very often, because we tend to not have fields vacant for very long, because they can't come once the crop is sown, or they can't come before harvest. So, it's all rather exciting, really. But there's still, most years, there's one or two who still come.